You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. Today, I have with us Mr. Derek Altum. So he is the event director over at D6 Family. And so, Derek, thank you for stopping in and joining us today, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yeah. So, wow, over a decade, D6 has been going on. I'm sure there's people listening in. They probably have never been to a D6 conference, probably heard about it, you know, but why should they go to D6 down in Orlando, Florida this year?
Yeah, D6 is a unique opportunity for both the church staff and just key lay volunteers in the local church. We like to say it's really a conference for everyone. Whether you're a children's ministry pastor or volunteer, youth pastor, senior pastor, worship pastor, just a really dedicated, involved Sunday school teacher, because we have something for everybody in all those different fields. And it really helps cement in the hearts and the minds of the people the idea that it's the church and the home working together to do generational discipleship and pass our faith on to the next generation.
And they get to meet a lot of people.
They do.
They hear speakers, but also there's people from all over the country and really all over the world that will be there and be in attendance.
Yeah.
So I come in and we usually think about the main sessions, the main stage. So talk to us a bit about what they can expect on the main stage this year at D6.
Yeah, the main stage are really some of the really neat highlights to me of the conference, because you're hearing from experts in their fields. Mm-hmm. People like Robbie Gowdy, who will be at Leadership Conference in December, Dr. Ron Hunter, of course, from D6 Family, Matt Markins from Awana, and just a host of other just quality individuals who are going to approach this idea of generational discipleship from their various field. Another one would be John Weaver, who spoke at the National this past July. And so just some really top quality speakers. We have some dynamic worship. Mm-hmm. And this year we're doing something a little different. We typically would bring in an entertainer, a comedian, a drumline, something like that, just to kind of break up the information. But this year, we're going to take intentional moments during those main sessions to do individual soul care, which helps kind of connect back to our theme for this year's conference, which is reset.
Reset. So so we'll see that, what's called the main stage, which are the activities, the sessions that everyone goes to.
That's correct.
And that's where you really see the emphasis on the theme, which is reset. So tell us a bit about the theme.
Yeah, reset. As our team, over a year ago, I mean, we planned these themes kind of like you guys do, you know, out in advance. And we sat around a table exploring different ideas, and we were coming out of the pandemic, if we're out of the pandemic, I don't know, but coming out of the pandemic, and we were all just heavy and just like kind of processing what we had just experienced during 2020, and realizing that so many ministry leaders and individuals are just exhausted. Some are burning out, some are leaving the ministry never to return, and we were just like, man, it's almost like we need to hit the reset button. And if you look at the logo for reset at d6conference.com, you'll see that there's an arrow pointing backwards that is, hey, we're not trying to go back and create something brand new. We're wanting to look back to those foundational scriptural principles rooted in Deuteronomy 6 and generational discipleship, and taking that those ancient principles and applying them to the new now, and just kind of hitting that reset button a little bit. And so we're going to be doing some intentional soul care. Our worship's even going to look a little bit different, more unplugged, more intimate setting. And we're just expecting the Lord to do some great things during those main sessions where we're kind of focusing on those ideas.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So that's where everyone's together.
That's right.
It's kind of neat, you know, especially if you're a pastor and you're used to always having to deliver a sermon or worried about, hey, is the PowerPoint working, or so-and-so showed up. Yeah. You can just go worship and relax almost while having your soul cared for, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Then you have these breakout sessions, and there's a ton of those.
There is.
So you've already alluded to there's really something for everyone.
There is.
But give us a little sense of what that's like for the attendee.
If you come to D6, you're going to experience over 100 different breakout opportunities beginning Wednesday afternoon, going all the way through lunchtime on Friday when the conference ends. And we have tracks for children's ministry, youth and student, you know, student and family ministry, for parenting, for grandparenting. We have special topics that we dive into. You're going to be one of our breakout speakers, I think, in that field. And we have an apologetics track. And just because you choose one children's ministry doesn't mean you have to do them all. Like, you can just kind of pick and choose what works best for you and what really piques your interest. And really, in a more narrow focused, a smaller room, a smaller crowd, kind of getting some one-on-one almost feel like training from these just super gifted, qualified speakers in those fields.
So they get to interact with them.
Yeah.
They usually, there's opportunity to ask questions during the sessions. And of course, these people are approachable. They're around, so you can ask them questions. And so you mentioned that the schedule will be there, so you can identify what you wish to attend.
Correct.
If you have multiple folks, this is something where you go to this, I'm going to that, somebody else goes to another session.
And one of the cool things about that, if I could interject there, is seeing teams do that and then seeing them huddled in the corner at the D6 conference kind of debriefing where they've been and where they're going next. And so, again, it's that idea that it's something for everyone and it's for the entire team, both staff and lay volunteers.
Yes, and they'll walk away with some ideas.
Correct.
Some things that they can do and really go ahead and put into practice.
Yeah, so cool.
You have these coaching sessions.
We do.
So they've got to sign up early for that.
They do.
So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, on two different occasions during the conference, one on Thursday and one on Friday morning, we offer one-on-one or team coaching. And so just maybe to give a practical, like if I was going to the conference and I decided I wanted to go sit with Dr. Moody and have some one-on-one coaching, I can go to the website and I can sign up for either that Thursday slot or that Friday slot. And I get some intentional, literal one-on-one time, or we say up to a team of about four people can sit with you one-on-one. And just ask questions.
Right.
They know coming in kind of what the coach's coaching topics are, and that's a free service that we provide to the attendees. It's a first come, first served basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the slots are full, they're full. But I'll tell you, I think our coaches love it as much as our attendees love it. It's just that just more, again, it's main stage, then narrowing down to breakouts, and now we're even narrowing it down even further to those one-on-one coaching sessions.
Yeah, and if you do it like you've done in the past, everybody's in one big room.
They are.
And you can see everybody's getting coaching, it seems like, in some way. And people really can. They can ask whatever it is that's on their mind, and it's just them.
Yeah, it is. You know? It's really neat. It's cool to stand back in the back of the room being the coordinator and just kind of watch that happen and take place and see people. That's almost another version of soul care, too.
It is.
And just seeing people get answers to things that are really just weighing on them from a ministry perspective or even from an individual perspective.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool thing.
And so if you've got a team, you could try to do that with your team. One of the keys you mentioned is signing up early for that and looking into that. So we've got the main stage. We've got the breakout sessions. We've got the coaching. What else have we missed as far as the D6 experience?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the dates are April the 20th through the 22nd. And it's at the Carib Royale Orlando. You can find details about that at d6conference.com. And it's really an all-inclusive type resort where you can stay there. You can go to the conference there. We're going to have food trucks on site for those break times. And it's really a neat resort that we haven't been to before. It's our first year there. We're excited about that. The team there is wonderful. It's a fully renovated space. Some of it's even brand new. And so we're just excited to see what the Lord's going to do as we kind of intentionally hit a reset button at the D6 conference in 2022.
And it ends Friday.
It does.
Around noon. So folks could head on back to their ministry place, or they could spend Friday a little bit there in Orlando if they would like.
There is quite a bit to do in and around the Orlando area.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard that. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Is there anything in particular? They go to d6family.com.
That's right.
Any special codes or anything like that they need?
We are just huge fans of the Better Together podcast over at D6 Family.
You know, I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah. And so if your listeners would go to D6 Conference, or they can go to d6family.com or d6conference.com, either one, and register, there's a place where they can enter a promo code to save $150 off of an individual ticket, and that code is Better Together.
Wow.
And good. So d6conference.com, click register now and enter the code Better Together for $150 off an individual ticket. Just our gift to you.
Yeah.
And just, we believe in what the Lord has called us to do with the D6 Conference, to the point where we just want to make it as affordable as possible for folks to come and just experience D6 and experience what the Lord has for them there.
That's great. And we haven't even had a chance to talk about, there's always resources.
Always.
There's always things, some free things, some not free things.
Correct.
But you've got the bookstore and all that. So it really is, if people have not been before, it's a good chance to get with some other ministry leaders and learn something.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah, well, we are too. We're looking forward to it. So, hey, thanks for stopping by and sharing with us today. And we're praying for the success of the D6 Conference. We're praying that many of our listeners will be able to attend, and really, this will be a special time for them.
Yeah.
And thank you, listeners, for listening in today. So please take the podcast, share it with others. If you're on social media, like it, subscribe. Do whatever you can to help us advance this message, because remember, we truly are better when we work together.